This is episode 5 of the H2H Sales Automation Podcast on how to collect sales data to be more human.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.
I'd like to welcome my guest today, David, co-founder and CEO of SARF, productivity software helping sales work smarter. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks a lot for having me, Bart. It's a pleasure. And yeah, many greetings out here from Paris.
So I'm using SARF X LeadJet for now 2 years, and this is fantastic, amazing tool. We probably will dive deep into the tool in a second. But before we go, a little bit of question about your entrepreneurship journey. I did a little bit of research via LinkedIn and found that before pre-entrepreneurship, pre-business, you had a great career in the financial industry. Tell us a little bit, what brought you into the business?
Exactly. So it was a very uncommon route. I mean, I have the feeling every podcast I listen to, like an entrepreneur said, it was a very uncommon route. But it's how it often is like. Actually, yeah, I was 5 years in banking because I had, when I was 17, 18, we started with a few friends from school, a social trading game. Because in our schools, they didn't offer financial education. I mean, which school does that nowadays? So we were super interested into that. And we said, let's spread financial education. So let's have a nonprofit organization. We had some developers in school. We developed a fictive social trading game and brought it out. Got really first good success of, I think now 20,000 pupils still play that game in Germany. So yeah, and that was a super exciting ride. As we were partnering with banks, they somehow tricked me in, you know. They said, okay, great job, great game, now let's talk. And that's how I got into banking at the end. It was a cool ride for 5 years. I did the classic steps through M&A and leverage finance. Saw a lot of companies, a lot of numbers, of course, as well. But then after 5 years, it was just for me to similar. So I wanted to change. I wanted to get back to this excitement when we started the social trading game. So I went to Paris for a study program, which is great as it combines a tech, like engineering school and a business school. And that's where I've met my co-founder, Romain, who's in development. And yeah, otherwise we couldn't have built this. So I'm very happy that I know him. And that's how we started.
Wow. I mean, that social game, I wasn't aware of that journey. It's probably the kind of nothing happens without any reasons. You ended up with something that was excited at the very beginning, then obviously career in finance, and you came back to something like, okay, something that was more excited. And yeah. I think the excitement bit is also interesting because we're going to jump very quickly into the sales and how to be more human. It's excitement about the product is probably one of the one that that will work and will help us to drive that sales. But you know, challenging times are coming, and as a SARF, maybe can you explain some of our listeners what SARF can do for CRM and also because of the challenging times, how SARF can actually help businesses to still grow or sustain in 2023?
Yeah, so we are sales productivity software that basically connects LinkedIn with your CRM. That's how we started. We're not coming from sales. As you know, I was coming from banking. Romain was actually... I don't know, he was somewhere in a governmental job before, and we never did sales, but we needed to have a customer discovery on LinkedIn during COVID. So we couldn't meet any persons out there, so we went on LinkedIn, and we needed to save that information in our CRM. We didn't find an efficient solution how to get contact data, you know, I'm talking about 20 contact fields, into our CRM. Only solution was do it manually. So I started as a good business student, you know, doing it manually. And Romain was like, I'm not going to repeat that 100 times. So he built his first shortcut. And this first shortcut was basically now what you see in SARF. We launched it on Product Hunt. We got recognition from the different CRMs. Hey, let's do an integration. And that's how we started. So we started to ease the job of SDRs and BDRs when you type in contact data in your CRM. Now with SARF, you will find a Google Chrome extension So it's super easy to download, which is basically or sits on top of your LinkedIn. And with one click, you can transfer a contact with 20 fields into your CRM. We even enrich email addresses and phone numbers where we leverage 10 different databases, you know, the different enrichment tools like Lucia, Apollo, Drop Contact here in France. And we do cascading with these tools so that we ensure that you always have the best result. Easing the SDR job was the start. We have done a lot of different features we can talk about later. But what we are actually doing now is what we were missing is that the CRM is present where we sell. Because this is, as I said, I'm not coming from sales, but this was for me always not clear. Why is the CRM? We talk about customer relationship management. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have you manage your relationships there. But your relationships, they happen everywhere else. They do not happen in the CRM. They start on LinkedIn for prospecting. They move on to your email thread maybe, to Google Meet or Zoom, where you need to have your notes. Nowadays, even Slack as intercompany chats. So there's a lot of different relationship data that needs to be pushed in the CRM. And what we're doing now with Surf is this initial connection between LinkedIn and CRM. We're copying that recipe and we now apply it everywhere else in your browser. You have it for your emails, you have it for Google Meet, Zoom, everywhere where you have relationship data and where you do sales to save you a lot of time. So productivity at the end. I hope that was in short.
So productivity is actually the key for the challenging times. So can you give us a little bit of example how the company is 2023 is January. Quite a lot of people actually planning the activities, you know, Q1, Q2, Q3 in sales is must. And probably quite a lot of people laughing, okay, Q1 is ending very soon, probably yes. Once we publish this video.
So Q2 was my head.
Exactly, yeah. So that how that predicted, so use case, give us a little bit of example maybe of the company, you don't need to mention the name, how they kind of use the system to be more clever, more clever with the sales and enrichment tool. A little bit more kind of insight into this, please.
Yeah, I mean, completely. We have a lot of a challenging year ahead, and depending on what customers we talk about, I mean, we have small customers as we also connect to smaller CRMs, and we have big customers when we talk about Salesforce. What we see is, let's take a growing company, a venture company, a startup, maybe. We see that more and more we need to work cost efficient. So cost efficiency is I need to have my sales focusing on the sales job, not focusing anymore on admin. It's 1 hour, up to 1 hour per day. You do a sales admin, logging all the different customer data, calls, whatever. And this just takes time away. And if we are honest, we hate it. So this is where we are helping in terms of productivity. And we have a lot of different arguments when we sell now. You know, we are in a recession, so we have different challenges. Budget is becoming restricted. Hires are paused. We also, when you're head of sales, you have difficulties to analyze performance, let's say on LinkedIn. So these are different factors. And where we help with our tool is by saving time and having more productivity. This is a cost-efficient solution. We're not like, I think you can start with 20 euros per month for our solution. And we actually save around about 12K per year per rep. Also, you can now add more contacts, so you can increase your pipeline in a shorter time with us. So what we see often for our customers is a pipeline increase of at least 2.5. And when we talk about emails, you can analyze your email performance. You can change your copywriting and then send another campaign and see if this campaign hits better. The problem is with LinkedIn, you don't have any visibility when you are head of sales into your team's outreach performance because everyone it's their personal profiles. So what we actually give with Surf as well is you can analyze the messaging in LinkedIn. So we have templates. You can see what copywriting of which rep is working off. And you can then copy this copywriting as a template and roll it out to the rest of your sales team. So you can make everyone an A player and a top performer. And you can now have the same analysis you can have with emails also on LinkedIn. So this is where we help in this challenging time in a recession. cost efficiency, increasing pipeline, better visibility at the end, and having a peace of mind thanks to saving time.
Okay. This is massive, David. You know, it's I've read like about an hour to log the calls and log the activities. The probably one of the nightmares of the business coaches is to make sure that all the sales reps are actually putting their evidence of work, so we know exactly what direction and what forecasting, you know, we're aiming to. And what you're saying is that, you know, we can cut this time and be more efficient in terms of the activities rather than just logging and doing the admin stuff. So number one, we have more activities. Number two, more visibility, but by the end of the day, we know what is working, what is not, such as a template of messaging. I think it's a game changer for everyone. I highly encourage everyone to download SARF and just browse. I think you offer some like a kind of two weeks free trial, and then it's just €20 in pounds, probably something like 17, 80 pounds per user. It's really nothing compared to you know what you've got. But moving forward about the human part, because obviously this is a human part of the connection of the sales, and we're really passionate about that approach. And we had a conversation pre-recording about a little bit of data. What would you say in terms of the data that is very much crucial in terms of sales, or what data, minimum data, is required in order to be more kind of human in terms of the sales approach?
Yeah. So when we started to kind of create the SURF, for us it was important because you see on LinkedIn a lot of different scraping tools, a lot of different automations. But for us, it's important that we never automize the human connection, so the one-to-ones, that we automize the data process, so the admin. And we personalize, playing with words here, the human connection by helping, by having a half automation, like with templates. So when you want to reach out to someone on LinkedIn, we give you our message templates and we give you placeholders. And in these placeholders, you can fill it up with different data points. So for better personalization. So for instance, the company, we have even funding amount. When you say, hey, congrats, recent to your funding, often this can be a chance or a trigger point to sell because they have more money. So we have a lot of different placeholders where we help, but it's always one template per connection. You can use, and you can't send 100 messages with one click to your prospects on LinkedIn. So that's where we kind of personalize and automize the kind of data entry processes. What data is important? Of course, when you want to reach out to someone, the email and phone number is the most important. And this is kind of tricky because, you know, finding the email and phone, first of all, different countries have different rules. So GDPR, in Germany, we are quite strict about GDPR. Then it's the email you can get, but you're not allowed to reach out. For instance, you're not allowed to send a cold email or something. So this really differs from market to market, and you require different tools. We ourselves, we partner with different enrichment tools. So this is not coming from our solution, but we have an intelligence behind. And I think this is the most important, because what I always see in different forums, communities, hey, what's the best enrichment provider you currently have? Is it Lucia? Is it Apollo? Is it Zoom Info? What works best for which market? You always need to buy a new enrichment provider, then you don't see the results, you need to change it and then try another enrichment provider. This is all, again, a very manual process. And you probably have 10 different Chrome extensions installed. So what we then help here, and I think this is really a game changer, is we combine all of these different enrichment providers. We analyze which enrichment provider is best for which market. So we kind of have this historic analysis where we say Hunter is best for the UK, for instance. When you want to enrich a profile on LinkedIn, which is coming from the UK, we go through a cascading of these different 10 tools on our side, like a one-stop shop, and we first go then probably for Hunter, because historically it showed the best results for UK. So this is, I think, for us in terms of data, most important, because if you don't have the right email, you can't have a follow-up, and you have probably a drop-off rate. And then what we do on top is kind of Zero Bounce, which is also a tool that I highly recommend because it's another layer on top for email validation. So we validate then these different enrichment tools if the email is really correct. So yeah, we have two different layers. We do this cascading to at the end ensure you have the best result and the best data. Next to that, we then take other data points. I said with one click, you have 25 plus fields in your CRM enriched from LinkedIn. And this is basic contact fields, of course. This is also company information. This is funding information. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of different stuff.
I really like one of the first sentences that we never automate human connection. I think this should be the title of this conversation because I fully understand that approach, and I definitely connection is the one that. Definitely, we can't automate. What we can automate is the data that we have about the prospect, so we know how to approach them and build this up. And I really like your multi-channel approach. You did mention about the problem of sales now is that someone will start conversation via WhatsApp, then you will use LinkedIn to build that relationship. Finally, you move to email to the sending the quote, and maybe they will call you by then. So we're talking about different touch points on different platforms, and that is very much important to have that CRM that plays. That will kind of combine every single data. Your enrichment tool, fantastic. This is a great idea. I would probably say that to our listeners about making sure that if we use that tool, enrichment tool, we've got the data there, is to make sure that we are kind of human in that way, that we don't want to spam people. It is just building that relationship. So if we don't have an answer on that emails or that kind of replies, so number one, review your template. Number two, maybe you haven't done any research about the prospect. Number two, maybe your data is old and maybe review that, because this is the kind of main part of the human part. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have creative approaches. So what we, for instance, do is we analyze for the customers or prospects you want to sell to, who are their customers. So imagine I find on the page of the prospect I want to reach out to, Coca-Cola as a customer. What we then do is we show a screenshot of our tool, so in LinkedIn, basically, where our tool is embedded, and we show a connection of the prospect we want to sell to, who works at Coca-Cola, enrich this contact, and send it as a screenshot in a first email, for instance, to the prospect. This is very personalized. Of course, you can't scale it that big. But people are surprised because they say, how does he know that this is a customer of me? And we want to show this way, hey, actually, you can, when you're on LinkedIn, you can have a view into your CRM and you can see who's a customer of yours and who's not. And this is then quite surprising. They like ask, like, how did you find out? At the end, it's not hard. You go on the website, look at the logos, and then you check on the connections of the prospect you want to sell to,
and fantastic.
Often it's a high chance it's the right contact.
Yeah. It is a little bit of research and actually a little bit push you, to yourself to be more relevant. I think the big word is relevant. I'm conscious of time. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes to just wrap it up. A little bit of your expansion plans. I'm excited to have you here. Obviously, what I can see on the web pages, on your LinkedIn, you lead team of 25, 15 different countries. Now tell us a little bit more what's coming up.
Yeah. So what we are currently working on is first moving our solution on other platforms as well. So as I said, copying the recipe, we did on LinkedIn, also on other platforms. We're moving more towards account executives, where we'll offer more features. So we have already notes in a Notion style you can have everywhere in your browser. We have tasks as well, all, of course, synced to your CRM always. And what's pretty cool and upcoming, we have the first version out, but the second version is really a gem, is pipeline. So when I go, for instance, into Salesforce, building a pipeline, opening up, editing different things in my pipeline, a lot of different pop-ups come to me, and it's a longer process. It's a lot of clicks. I love, coming from banking, I love for a certain way Excel, because it's simple at least, you know? So why can't we have a pipeline management that's simple as a spreadsheet, but build out of your CRM fields? So what we're actually bringing up is that you can have access to your pipeline from, again, everywhere in your browser, everywhere where you work, and you can build it according to your needs, like in Notion, for instance, or like a simple spreadsheet. But build out of your CRM fields, and every field, of course, is then synced to your CRM at the end, and all the data is pushed in there. For instance, when you follow Metpic, and you only need to fill out these fields. Why not building your pipeline according to Metpic? And I think this new thing, what we are building up there, is pretty cool, because it's customizable to your needs. It's synced, so your manager is happy that the data is in the CRM at the end. And we will also bring the enrichment capability to this pipeline view. Let's say, hey, we've analyzed 30 mm-hmm. fields in this pipeline are blank. Would you like us to enrich? So, and then we go again to these enrichment providers, to the databases we support, and looking for the data with one click to enrich your pipeline. So this is some stuff coming up, which is really cool. Later on, we want to connect the pipeline to email sequencing tools like Salesloft, where we already partner with, or Outreach, to then have campaigns, pipeline campaigns into email sequences. Yeah, cool stuff coming up, and always easy and simple. That's important.
Fantastic, David. I like that you actually mentioned Excel. We wrote a post about Excel's versus CRMs, and obviously Excel is wins when it comes to ease of use. People know exactly how it works. You've got the columns and you put the data in. And if you will be able to actually simplify the way that we work as a salespeople, that would be fantastic. Final point, David. Just to recap. Your top tips, 2-3 top tips, how to sell like a human.
My top tips, how to sell like a human, come off like a human. Don't forget, B2B is not business to business. It's also human to human. So that's why I love your name of your podcast. And my top tips are, do your research, first of all. Don't come off as spam and send the same message to 100 different people. Meaning you're doing your research, you need to have the right data. You need to have the right trigger points. Don't sell in the first message. That's no one wants to have that, to be honest. I often actually don't come off as a seller, because sometimes just changing your LinkedIn job title helps as well, because if you have their account executives or whatever salesperson's job, you come in and have your credit card kind of flying over you, kind of give me your credit card. So often I come in and just provide some advice, some content, and ask, hey, we're building something new. I would love to have your feedback on this. Is this a problem you face as well? Then we have a chat, because people want to help. They really want to help. They give you your feedback, and at the end they say, hey, actually, that's great what you're building. This could actually help us. So this is great. Then a little trick I did at the very beginning of Surf is looking at conferences. I mean, conferences now, we have more and more conferences again. Of course, you can't attend every conference, but you can look at the speakers list. You can find out their email. See what they were talking about, push them an email. Hey, at the end, I didn't make it to whatever conference, but I found your topic quite interesting, and I have this and this question. Often people reply because you catch them by their ego. You know, someone is interested in my speech. Of course, I'm going to reply, because who is going to ask you what you've talked about on day X, Y, Z? So often you have good reply rates. And yeah, this would be my tips, maybe.
David, fantastic. I mean, thank you very much for taking your time. I think it's all valid points. I think 2023 is going to be a challenging year with massive opportunities to be more clever with time that we spent to prospect and build our pipelines. Exciting times coming to serve pipelines and ease of use for salespeople. Thank you very much, David, for taking your time. And thank you very much, our listeners, to listen to our podcast, H2H Automating Sales Automation Podcast. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bart. Pleasure.
Let's build a business based on H2H, not B2B, but human-to-human sales and marketing automation. A human approach is the only one that sells.